Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver. Hey, it is Friday, and guess what? We made it through. Hey, it's the third week in July. Soon July will be coming to an end. God bless you. My word of encouragement for today is promises, promises, coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 14 through 16. King James Version, the Message Version, the New King James Version book, or what Bible you're using. Amen, amen. Right now I'm using the Message Version, and it reads, God, O God of Israel, there is no God like you in the skies above or on the earth below, who unswervingly keeps covenant with his servants and unfailingly loves them while they sincerely live in obedience to your way. You keep your word to David, my father, your promise. You did exactly what you promised, every detail. The proof is before us today. Keep it up, God, O God of Israel. Continue to keep the promises you made. Amen. People break their promises all the time. And, you know, you may have done so yourself. Perhaps you missed a project deadline at work or forgot to take the kids to the park on the day you said you would. Because people seem to break promises so easy, you may think God will break his too. Can you really trust him to do what he says he'll do? Time and again, scriptures tell us God is not like humans. What he says he will do, he will do. Why? Because he cannot break his word. And you can check out Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, Joshua 23:14, Psalms 89:34, Hebrews 6:18-20, and 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, verse 4, if for references to what I'm saying. Amen. Once you understand God will keep his promises no matter what, seek out those promises when you need strength, encouragement, and hope. Trust God will do what he says he will do. Then rest easy knowing you and your life are in his hands just as promised. This is my word of encouragement for today, Friday, the 22nd of July. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. I know COVID in Virginia is rising, and they also have monkeypox in the area. So I'm just saying, be careful wherever you go. Whatever you do, some people feel that, hey, they're invincible, but, hey, I can't for them. You know, their judgment on these things that's out here, I can't say yay or nay on anything. I only know what I believe and what God has in store for me. I'm going to continue to wear my mask. I'm going to continue to sanitize. I'm going to continue my social distancing and where I go. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful and safe weekend. And tell someone about the wonderful word of God, yes, of Jesus, and tell someone you love them. And if you have anything that you need settled, settle it now. Settle it under the Lord Jesus Christ. Settle your indifferences and your judgmental state of mind. Let God work through you and for you. Amen. Amen. I'm Sister Faye. God bless you. Have another word of encouragement coming on Monday. Love you. Take care. God bless.